freaking beating his head against the wall trying to figure out how to push for more, Trip met someone else. Someone who was somehow worthy. Must have been some guy. Ben had tried to hide his hurt, but Trip saw it. He'd told Ben he'd probably meet a doctor to sweep him off his feet. When Ben scoffed, saying doctors were assholes and he'd take a biker any day, Trip had joked that Ben would meet the love of his life, injured, in the ER. Now, every time they had a biker in the ER, Alex made sure Ben got the chart and a few teasing remarks to go with it. To love of his life a biker? Not damn likely. He'd been an idiot about Trip, but he'd learned his lesson. He wasn't cut out for winning the heart of a man who craved excitement. He was a nurse. He spent his days changing catheters. He still wasn't used to that scent. Jabbing needles into people. Very well, thank you very much. And administering enemas. The shit had literally hit the fan on his first attempt. It was a wonder he'd ever wanted anal sex again. He ended his shifts, more often than he'd like to admit, covered in vomit, blood, or other substances that should remain unnamed. Nothing about that was sexy. But the man in Exam 3? He was sexy. Ben drew the curtain aside in a rattle of sliding hooks, only to stop short. His breath caught in his chest. The man before him was long and lean. So tall, his feet hung off the end of the bed. His light blonde hair was a tussled mess against the pillow. He was scruffy, pale fuzz barely darkening his jaw, but roughing up what might otherwise be a baby face. Just now, that jaw was clenched in pain. The man turned his head at the sound of the curtain being drawn open, and Ben hurried to school his expression to the sympathetic friendliness he showed all his patients. "Hey there," Ben said, stepping inside and tugging the curtain closed behind him. Casting a quick glance at his chart, he sought out his name. "Gage, how you feeling?" He glanced up to see light blue eyes fixed on him.
"Been better,"
Gage said, his voice coming out hoarse. He gestured to his sheet-covered leg.
"Got a little torn up."
Ben scanned the chart, gleaning the few details he could. It was a case of second-degree road rash caused by a motorcycle accident, along with a couple of gashes that would need sutures.
"Jeez, I hope Alex didn't have him waiting long on my account."
He was a little surprised to see the patient wearing a leather jacket over his hospital gown. The left sleeve was torn to shit, indicating he'd nearly scraped up his arm as well. "Interesting attire," Ben teased, as he hooked the chart on the foot of the bed and made his way closer to take in the damage. Lifting the sheet, he saw that Alex hadn't really left Gage to suffer untended while Ben rescued a stray cat. His left leg had been cleaned and bandaged, judging by the amount of bandages, covering a large stretch of calf and outer thigh. The man was probably hurting.
"Sorry," Gage said gruffly. "It was a little cold in here. And I hate hospital gowns."
"It is a bit like a refrigerator, isn't it?" Ben said with a smile. "I'm Ben, by the way. I'll be your nurse tonight. I'm going to just take a peek under these bandages and go browbeat a doctor into getting in here to take care of you. You haven't received anything for the pain, is that right? I'll try to get a rush put on that."
"That's okay. I told the other nurse I wouldn't need anything."
Ben lifted an eyebrow. That usually meant one of two things. "So, are you an idiot with too much pride, or a recovering addict?" Gage stiffened, and his smile looked forced.
"You don't hold your punches, do you?"
Ben patted his arm. "I'm a nurse, sweetie. We never do." Gage's eyes widened at Ben's term of endearment. It didn't mean anything, except maybe that he was showing his gay, because Ben talked that way to all his patients. But Gage wouldn't know that. Without waiting for the silence to become awkward, he stepped away to wash his hands in the small sink against the wall, then returned to the bedside.
"Just taking a quick look," he murmured,
waiting for Gage's nod of approval before unfastening one corner of the bandage enough to get a look at the damaged flesh beneath.